Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 354. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Donald Trump.
Okay. And Jeff.
Oh, no.
And Pete.
God help us.
Fozzie is, he's not able to make it this week, and he will be out of the country next week.
I'm not sure. Trump has finally driven him out.
Yeah. Hopefully lets him back in.
Yeah.
I don't know if Fozzie would want to come back.
It's the scarier part, right? Yeah, so we have been playing some games.
Yeah.
Jeff and I have been playing Yooka-Laylee.
Absolutely.
That's a game.
It so is.
Is it a game or is it the game?
No, Zelda's the game.
No, it's not.
Yooka-Laylee's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's about it. I don't know, Jeff, you've played a little bit more than I have.
Yeah, so
kick us off.
Sure. It's it is what they said it is. It's like basically a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Yeah.
That's one thing I want to get, because we are probably going to nitpick the fuck out of this game, and also I don't know if it's all just nitpicking. I'm sure we both have criticisms. I do, at least. But I just want to say off the top that, like, it is the game that they pitched. Like, it's what, you know, people have been asking for years, and it's what they said they were going to make. So I think, at the very least, like, people that...
So that's my question, and I wonder, because you both backed the Kickstarter, if that was
I did not. I've never kickstarted anything.
Okay, so Chris, then, when you saw this, did you think it was going to be, like... like a Banjo Kazooie game that, like a Banjo 3 that came out in the 90s on the N64? Did you think it was going to be more in line of like how Wasteland 2 is not like an 8-bit, really hard to look at RPG? It's
right.
Like it's been modernized. Like, did you expect it to be a more modernized, like with the charm of rare characters and the aesthetic, but with like modernized like controls of how games? The platforming games are now, or were you just like, oh no, I totally expected it to be like it came out in the 90s?
So, on one hand, like, you expect that charm, you expect that, but you also, like, games have progressed since then, like, so I did expect some updates. Like, and the game looks phenomenal.
There are, though. There are. Like, it's, the game itself lands in between those two.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Like, it's not, like, dude, it's not like an N64 game. An N64 game never looked that good. And
No, it looks great. It looks phenomenal. Yeah.
I just mean in terms of, like, in terms of nitpicks, everyone's been talking about the camera. It's basically like it came straight out of the 90s.
The camera shit.
And
it's not as bad as the 90s,
boring,
though.
People are saying. Like,
no, but compared to, like, it's like, it is not as bad as like the Banjo camera on the N64, but it is not up to the standards of, I would say, even like, you know, last gen. Like,
and essentially
any
modern game, like, they've solved the camera for the most part.
Yeah,
there's very few new games with bad cameras.
Camera with you know, over the shoulder 3D modeled characters, like. Camera's not a problem generally in games, and I mean it's usable, but there are times when like it just
it fails when you need it most.
Yes, exactly.
When you're just running around a world and like looking around, it's totally fine. But like when it gets
when you actually
tight quarters, platform, it's like,
yeah, when you got to make that one
it's
jump,
almost like. The physical, like the camera is physically there in the environment and getting stuck on stuff.
And,
you know,
and
what I mean?
Fighting you.
Yeah.
It's, like
you're pushing right and it's fighting left. Yeah.
Yeah. It can be frustrating. But there are things that, like, about it that are fine. There's so many weird choices they made here. Like, I think I turned it on Tuesday. And I immediately texted Jeff because there's like a 5 to 10 minute opening. And there's no voice in the game. but there's a lot of dialogue.
Right. It does the whole like, old like Peanuts parents thing.
Yeah, but like each of the characters has like a distinct. So you would.
And the first one you talk to is the most annoying. Like, it's like the evil boss that's going to be at the end of the game. His voice is super grating. Like,
yeah, him and the duck and even Yuka and Laylee.
I like Chowser, though.
He's okay.
He's more like meow 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 meow.
Yeah, like, I get annoyed with Trouser though, because like he does that, but like when he's talking to you, like his phone will ring.
Yeah, and he answers his phone while he's talking to you. Yeah. Like, so honestly, though, like we need to make like a like best character of the year category, because like I love Trouser. It's a Trouser thing. Get it? So funny.
Wow. It's a weird thing, but go ahead, Jeff, finish that off.
I know. I guess another like wrinkle it does add to the formula that was kind of already like in those old 3D platformers, but like here it just feels a little more open in that way. Is that like you go and do a world and you get enough things that you can open up the next level.
Yeah,
but going to the next level and doing stuff there will unlock new abilities to go back and do in the first level. If that makes any, if I made any sense there, it's like
it's like okay, hey, in level one, there's this. I need a special action in order to reach this collectible.
Yes,
come back when you have that ability, kind of thing. Not like Metroidvania, but like old like Spyro, Crash Bandicoot.
And a lot of. I guess those old games did have that as well, but like it feels like they put more thought into doing that here, of just letting you kind of like explore, like, oh, I'm bored with this area, I'm gonna go check out what the next level is, and I know I'll probably get stuff in there that'll help me advance in places I couldn't before in here, as well as you could spend your collectibles to expand the level at least once. I don't know if you expand it beyond once. And it, like, doubles the size of the level almost. So the levels themselves are already, like, they're massive.
So I did it to the first level, and I tried to do it again, and it did not allow me to, so.
Okay.
So I
would be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if you can expand it more than the once.
I would be surprised if that was the case. I think you could probably just expand them all once, but it does significantly increase the size of the level. And like I said, the levels are huge, and that's like one of my problems with the game is everything feels, every environment feels like so huge that you're just like, what the hell am I doing in here? In the first, like, you know, you just kind of get lost a little bit. Especially like I was telling you, Chris, I found the hub world really confusing for a while. Now I got it down, I know where everything is, but the layout of it is like really weird and intertwining, and where like you'll open up a new path, but all it's doing is circling back to where you were anyways. Yep. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So like I open up, so one of the things that the game does is like in each level, there are these quills that you have to collect, and, collecting them is like the currency, which you can then, go to Trouser and buy new moves. So like things are locked behind those moves, and so I bought the power to transform into the food that you eat. Mm-hmm. And so I had unlocked like a path that was previously blocked off, and all it did was bring me like it was a shortcut back to the first world.
Yeah. It does. I'm like. Like, now I have it all down, and I know where I'm going, so I'm fine. But, like, just the layout of the hub world is fucking fucked. Like, look at, like, I don't know, the way games have gone with that. Like, look at Super Mario Galaxy. It's just really simple. It's just a circle, and you just choose your levels. I guess, you know, back in, like, the 64 days, like, the castle in Mario 64 was definitely more intricate, but it was not confusingly laid out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, this seems designed to just get you lost.
Like, yeah. And it's especially hard as you're trying to discover all the levels because they're hidden in some cases, in many cases. So it just sucks when you're like, all right, I would like to go try a new level now, but I have no idea how to find it in this place. And also, I'm totally lost in this place. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I guess like, after a while, you get it down, but like, it just doesn't seem well designed. And the levels themselves, they're fucking huge. Like, you just, like, kind of get lost in them. But, like, that said, like, there is, like, that, you know, 3D platformer fun to it. Like, I just like that genre. And so, like, we don't get a lot of games in there anymore. So, I'm, like, grateful for the game despite its flaws, you know?
Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's just, like, for me, it's not going to set the world. It's not, like, no, okay. It's like, not it's. Me yeah, it's something to fill the time right now. So,
in this vast wealth of big AAA games that are taking up all of our time, I mean, I assume you're still probably not even done with Mass Effect yet, right, Chris?
No, but like it's like a palate cleanser from like Mass Effect. It's such a different type of game that, like, all right, I don't want to go and like do my space adventuring today. But I, you know, I want to sit down and play something light and fluffy. This is definitely
so let me bang my head against a 90s platformer.
Hey, dude, it even has minecart challenges. Come on, bro.
Oh, great.
Those are the best. Come on, it's still fun. That shit was that. I actually, that's one of my favorite things in this one. Or like the race that you do very early on. I thought that was pretty fun. There's that variety too. You're never doing the same. Like it's all just weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much shit to collect, though.
And, you know, like, it'll be like a puzzle here, a race here, you know.
Yeah, but there's this like weird thing, and Jeff and I were talking about it before. It's like get to certain areas, like you have to take a quiz.
Oh yeah.
It's weird.
There was quizzes in the old Banjo-Kazooie games, but like
this is so strange, though. Like, and they're not well. Like, they're not funny. They're not well.
It just sucks, and they say it sucks. Like when the first time you do it, like the duck who's giving you the quiz was like, "Yeah, you know, we figured this would be cheaper to do than an actual boss fight." And you're just like, "Thanks for pointing out that."
Oh, there are no bosses in the game?
No, that there is. I guess I saw on YouTube that there are bosses. I have not watched the video, but I saw a video saying like all Yooka-Laylee's bosses.
And there are I came across like a lot, like a locked area.
Yes, I did too. Like with a giant lock on the door, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's that it, like
probably.
You have to like unlock that to get to the boss. But it's not like you know in Conker or you know Banjo or you know Mario games. Like you get to the end of the level, the end of like the area you're in, and there's a boss. And, like, that is how you progress the game. Like, I'm not sure that that's how this game works.
Like, no, because I've gone all the way to that. Like, I've expanded the first level as well. And, they're like, you know, it builds, like, a very tall structure, like, mountain for you to go up. And I get all the way to the top. And I think there was, like, just, like, a power-up up there. Like, something that helped my character. But that was it. So I was like, okay, great. Where's the boss? Like, I did see a locked door, though. I bet you that's it. But I have never seen a key or anything like that in the game, so I have
right.
No idea.
I don't know how to get there.
And I've unlocked 4 out of the 5 levels in the game, and I have not fought a boss yet, so I don't know.
I bet you the only boss is the last boss.
No, I think there's a boss for each level. I have no idea how you.
Yeah, and like Trouser does mention that there is a like that he's talking
the level 1 boss. Yeah,
yeah, he's talking to the level 1 boss, but how you get there, or if it's even important that you get there, is
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe the weird thing. I don't know.
I'm liking it.
It seems fine.
I just can't sit here and tell you that it's amazing or it's like you know some sort of comeback for them. Like it's just it's cool. If, like you wanted that nostalgia trip, and so.
No, and on some level it does go like I can see why like even if we are having fun with it, I can see why Microsoft did not invest money into Rare doing more of this.
I guess, but that if there was money in it and like it was supported a little more, like it could have evolved. Like look at Nintendo, like Mario was continuing to evolve and it's still great.
Sure.
And Rare was great at its time. Like Banjo when it came out, that was an amazing game, right? So I don't know. But I still kind of miss those types of games, so it's nice to get a new one, despite the fact that it's not like.
Hey man, Crash Bandicoot Collection coming out in 2 months.
I never was into that one, but I'll be getting it.
No time like the present.
Yeah.
I am not a Crash fan.
That's fine.
It's. I think those games are pretty trashy, but
I want another Ratchet and Clank is what I want.
I will take Ratchet and Clank any day. Take another Jack and Daxter.
Hey, they're doing that HD collection.
Or a Sly.
Sly would be nice.
They did that HD collection. They did actually do a Sly 4. Not many people liked it, it seemed like.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I wonder if they, you know, every once in a while Sony goes back and so
Anyway,
in the meantime, he got ukulele.
Yeah, ukulele's out there. It's how much was it, Jeff? Do you remember?
40.
40.
It's 40. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have Prime, it's like closer to 30. But
how much did you get it for, Chris?
I think it was 25.
It was 25 for the digital code?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's. I could.
That's expensive. I thought it was $15 this whole time.
No.
Holy shit.
How did you get it for 25?
Because I kickstarted it.
You what?
I kickstarted it back when it,
okay.
It came out. Let's see. What one? No. It was $20. No. Not $20. I don't know. Huh? Yeah, no, it was $15. I don't know. That says for the Steam version, but
okay, that makes more sense.
What are you playing on Xbox?
I'm playing it on Xbox One.
Okay. So if you kickstart a game, you still have to pay for it when it comes out, but you get like a discount.
No. When you kickstart a game, as long as you
send me a code.
Yeah, if you pay for the proper tier.
Oh, okay. So. The amount you paid is like that's how much you supported them on Kickstarter, and then you get it for that. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I assume they had like $5 and $10 tiers that probably didn't get you the game. It was just like, hey, you're in the credits, but if you pay the $15 amount, then you get the game.
Yeah.
And so then you will be in the credits of the game, right, Chris?
I think so. No?
I don't. Yeah, probably under the backer section. Usually, higher tiers are like sure. You're an executive producer.
Yeah, I don't. I probably have to go to my backer kit to see what it was. It was £15, which was about $24 when I backed it. So.
I see. Okay. So that's where I got $15 from. And I never heard the pounds part.
Yeah. I also, I backed the Kingdom Come Deliverance back 2 years ago.
Oh, look at you being ahead of the curve.
But that was a £15 as well. So, I think that's going to be that might be a full $60 game when that comes out. So,
nice good job.
Yeah,
I did not know about this aspect. This has been a learning experience for me tonight.
Yeah, but the problem is like, I mean, there's the chance that the game never comes out,
right? Yeah. Like, and you don't get a refund for that, do you?
Yeah, no. I mean, let's see. So I backed Unsung Story, which is the kind of the Final Fantasy Tactics type game.
Oh yeah, that never came out, right?
But they're still working on it. But that I backed that 3 years ago.
And what was their last backer update?
Not too long ago.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I get something from them every couple months.
Well, at least there's that. You know, it could be like these other ones that just disappear, and every 6 months they're like, it's just a sentence that just says still working, and
yeah.
You can tell ran off of people's money.
All right, I have another question.
Yep.
If you back a game and it doesn't reach its funding goal, do you get your money back then?
If it doesn't, yeah, it's like I have four unsuccessful pledges, then they don't take your money unless it's successful.
Until it's okay. All right, that's cool.
So, yeah.
I have to consider
unless it's on like Indiegogo. If you do Indiegogo, they'll still give you the amount up to a certain point. I think you have to reach over 50% at least.
Yeah, Kickstarter is like it has to be funded before they take your money. So
yeah, that's an all or nothing thing.
Yep,
that's really interesting because honestly, I've never backed a game, but like I totally would have backed Ukulele if I had known I could basically get it cheaper. Because that was like, I was going to buy it no matter. If the game got fives, I would have fucking bought it, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something.
Like, it's cool.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's Ukulele. Pete, you've been wrapping up. Not wrapping up. But
not even
yeah,
close.
Probably not close. More Persona. You got anything more to add?
Well, yeah, I'm now 14 hours in.
You're not far at all.
No. There have been a couple of days this week I haven't been able to even turn on my PlayStation, but I'm sorry?
I said, how dare you?
I know. It's what happens when you work a closing shift. So there are 9 main dungeons in the game. I am at the very. I'm literally about to walk into the boss battle of the second one. And the second one is also the shortest, it seems, from what I've looked up ever so briefly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My thoughts really don't change all that. Okay, so here's what I'll say. It's still got all the style that I thought it had in the very beginning. I totally recommend playing this with a few web pages up on like an iPad, your phone, or second monitor, because there are a couple of things that the game just doesn't tell you, one of them is like you have these stats outside of the dungeons that are like that sort of affect your real world
relationships and shit.
Well, some of it can, yeah. Like if you're kind, you have like kindness, charm, guts, proficiency, and knowledge, and those can affect, like, okay, your proficiency is how well you can craft items before you go into the dungeons and stuff. And then, like, kindness is like, oh, okay, this helps you, like, talk to your friends and stuff like that. But the game doesn't tell you how to improve any of that except knowledge. And so, like, I had to look up what stuff in the cities gets me like those stats. A lot of the school quizzes are not a lot, but I'd say maybe a third to a half are culturally relevant to Japanese culture, which if you're playing in the West, unless you're, you know, a worldly person, probably have no idea about. Like, I don't have any idea about ancient Japanese history. And so one of the web pages I have is just all the answers to all the quizzes because I ain't got time to deal with that. That's just not like that. That's not the fun part of it. And like, if you get really stressed about time management, there are guides to help you figure out, okay, what should I be doing on this specific day to maximize my time? Because what the game doesn't do is tell you as well as that at a certain point, you're just not allowed to do anything like in the real world. Like the story will progress and the story will just burn through a whole day, and then you'll get home and your little companion cat will just be like, oh, you're really tired, go to bed. And every time you try to do something else, it just constantly repeats that, and it's maddening. So I can see how that might frustrate people, because it's been frustrating me. But the combat is awesome. It's a lot of fun to play some turn-based RPG stuff. Let's see, what else? Story's pretty good so far. Like, I'm only, like, you know, 14 hours is maybe a sixth. The average playthrough is about 100 hours, it sounds like.
How many days total is, like, I mean, because it's on a schedule, right?
Right, so according to Persona, let's see, this test sheet I have, it runs all the way through December.
Okay.
And I am in the very end, not very end, but like last 2 weeks of May. So it seems like each month from April forward, there's a dungeon. Right? I guess April to December is 9 months. Yeah. So yeah, 9 dungeons, one per month. Yeah.
Do seasons change in the game?
I assume so. Right now, yeah, it's allergy season in May.
Okay.
But I do believe come June, like, it does become summer, and then it'll become, you know, fall and winter and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I recommend it, like, as somebody who's only ever played a little bit of Persona 2, there hasn't really been that many roadblocks in figuring it out and getting it. It does start very slow. The first maybe 5 hours is just tutorializing, because there's so much to learn and so much to get used to. Lots of text boxes. I hope everybody who plays it likes reading, because that's all you're going to be doing for a while. Save often, because if you die, the last thing you want to do is have to repeat 3 hours of text boxes and battles to get back to where you were, because you were an idiot and didn't save. Yeah. I think for a while, I'll just be doing what Jeff is doing and just saying I'm playing more Persona and wrap back around with more solid opinions towards maybe the end of the run.
All right. Tony, you...
You have
Jeff's Game of the Year.
Tell me about the bird people, Tony.
You know, I haven't run into the bird people.
Are you not playing as the bird people?
I'm playing, so I decided to do this playthrough as the humans, because I've never played
it. That sounds like the most boring option you could possibly do.
Well, no, because I don't know anything about them. But now, with the expansion, you can, like, make your people into robots. Like, you can combine them with machines. So instead of just being humans, as my race evolves and gets new technology and gets bigger, I can make them into cyborgs.
They're like ghosts in shells.
God damn it. Podcast is canceled.
That was good.
Jeff ruined the game for me now. I want to be a ghost in the shell.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the big new feature, is that as you your civilization grows and you get points that let you attain phases of enlightenment, and they can be, you know, things that are pretty simple, like making your borders longer, and things that are more complicated, like, okay, now we can befriend the machines, and then you move to another phase, which lets you, you know, join with the machines, and like it basically evolves what your species is as the game progresses, in whatever way you want to evolve. So, like, my humans are now, like, surrounded by robots, and some of them are partially robots. And
are they banging the robots, or the robots banging them?
I don't think that's... I mean, you build robots in the game. You can't really bang them.
Well, then they're just doing it wrong.
But there are some other cool stuff. Like, I had another space civilization get wiped out, and now I have refugees from that civilization living on one of my planets.
Well, at least you let them in. That's good of you.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they like, breed and they get bigger. So I have to deal with an influx of them. And I can, like, move them around the other planets. Or I could, you know, take them as slaves or put them in camps if I really wanted to. There are some really horrific things if you read, like, the changelog for the game. Because they did a lot with in regards to, like, slavery and, like, how you treat other races. It's you know, nice that it's a space game, so it's all fiction, but if you were to, like, think it was something else, you might be really offended.
Right. But, I mean, you know, science fiction does reflect the current times, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it's been cool so far. I'm addicted. I've hardly gotten any sleep this week.
So is it the game that it was report, like, that it wanted to be at launch now?
They fixed a lot of the issues. The combat looks a lot better. I will say it. I'm kind of getting out of the expansion phase now, and I haven't been at war yet. My current game, I think I'm 10 hours in, and no one's declared war on me. Which is kind of strange. You figure there'd be more conflict.
But so I guess my other question then is it fun to not be in combat? Because, Civ is really boring. Like Civ is fun the first half when you're building up, but then you're only ever building up a really big army to go crush everybody.
Right. Now, here I'm still having a good time. I'm still exploring. The technologies and some of the events that happen to you are pretty funny. And there are still, pirates roaming about and mining drones that you accidentally activate and then have to go, kill. So there's plenty to do, and it's interesting. I'm at the point now where I want to, blow someone into submission, so I'm starting to
prepare my
blow them away.
I'm gonna blow them so much blowing.
Well, that sounds fun.
It's good. It's I don't know. I liked it at launch. I think they've made some good improvements, and I think some of the Utopia stuff is cool. Like, you can rebuild solar systems into giant metal biome things. So you're like, oh, there's nowhere in this solar system I can settle. You just rebuild it. Of course, it's not just rebuilding it. It's a process that takes a really long time, and you have to do the proper research and get up to a point where you can actually do these things, like move planets around. But once you get to that part, it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I might have to check that one out at some point. Although Humble Bundle does have massive amount of strategy games for $15 right now. So
many space strategy games.
Yeah.
So many. And good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what Galactic Civilizations, you can create ships too, right?
Yes, it has a full ship designer. The one in Stellaris is good, but it's not as good as the one in Galactic Civilizations 3. Like, that one is fully customizable. You can make the ships look however you want.
That's cool.
You're kind of stuck in Stellaris. Like, you can design ships to have stuff on them, but you can't. You don't get as involved in the look and aesthetics.
Got it. All right. Huh, maybe. Anybody else play anything?
No.
The one other thing I played was this iPhone game called Word Cookies. It is a word search type game. They give you a selection of words, and then you have to spell out. So the level I'm on right now has they give you five letters, and then there's seven three letter words, five 4-letter words, and 2 5-letter words, and you kind of work your way. And try and match them up to advance, and it's been a nice time waster. It's nothing in depth, but it's free, so if you're looking for something to burn some time, and my kids are all playing it, so it's fun to just kind of stand over them and go, no, that you missed that word. So, and there's some weird. Sometimes there's just words I did not know that was a word.
What's the game called?
It's called Word Cookies.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called, Word Soup would make more sense, but that probably is already a game, so. It's just these, it's just letters, you spell them out, and you can buy hints for 25 coins, but you get, I have 23... almost 2,400 coins right now because I've not used any of the hints at this point. So,
damn, son.
I guess if it gets harder as it goes on, that could be an issue. But my younger daughter the middle one. She's 9. She has, like, she's always running low on coins, but I won't let her buy more, so.
I don't know, you gotta earn that shit.
Yeah. Anyway, those are games we've been playing. Let's do some news here. First up, Microsoft is testing through their insider program self-serve refunds on digital purchases of games. So if you're part of the insider program and you've been selected for this portion of it, you can get refunds 2 weeks from purchase of the game or 2 hours or less of play, whichever one comes first.
Is there limits how many times you could use the refund at a certain frame of time, or no?
I don't think they said. I do wonder if, like, they will. Like, I think Steam cuts you off at some point. Like, if it's like you seem like you're abusing it.
Because that's what I'm saying. Is I would buy a game if I don't like it. I would refund it every time. But I would buy like fucking everything, you know.
Right. Like, I'm just gonna use this as like a test service
demo. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I mean, whatever. I do, like, with Steam, like, you can at least be like, hey, this fucking game doesn't work. That's right. Why I'm returning it. And one of the things I saw some people complaining about was, like, some of these smaller games that can be finished in, like, 2 hours, like say, Gone Home. That could fuck them. Like, you know, if there are unscrupulous people that are like, oh, well, I bought the game and now I'm going to refund it. But to me, yeah, like, this is a good idea regardless. Like, give consumers the option. Because, like, I'm sure there were people, like, that bought Mass Effect, like, and were just like, hey, like, this isn't what I wanted. Like, it's broken. It's buggy. And I mean, that's not my experience with the game, but there are definitely people that think that. So if they have an option to do it, I think that's a good thing. So good on Microsoft for trying that now. Now Sony and Nintendo, get on board.
Yeah.
All right. I got some Nintendo news here.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Pete has numbers for the Switch. So.
Yeah, I got those here.
So, ARMS and Splatoon got release dates. ARMS is coming soon, and Splatoon is coming in July. What was that, Jeff?
Do they say the date for ARMS?
Yeah, they
it's April, I think. It's the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the dates for both, though. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to find the actual news.
Nintendo announced that ARMS will be released in June. Sorry.
Yeah.
June
16th. And Splatoon is in July 21st. So.
So I think this month is Mario Kart, right? And then May doesn't really have anything.
Seems that way, then, right?
Yeah. That's personally my. Opinion, but there are other people like, oh my god, like, they have a huge amount of games coming out soon.
How many of them have already been out on every other platform?
Like, ARMS was supposed to be like a launch window game, and that's June
16th.
Oh, well, I mean, wasn't the Wii U launch window like 3 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, it's the same thing every time. Like, people are like giving the Switch a pass this time, and like, dude, I like the system. I think it's an awesome system, but like, the software lineup is lacking, and the thing that's fucked about it is what we thought we were all going to get, which is them focusing all their efforts on this, does not seem to be the case. It seems like they're still holding on to 3DS.
Oh, yeah. So that's another thing I have here is the 3DS is still being pushed pretty hard. Like,
yeah, they're getting Pikmin and like all that shit. It's like, dude,
Pikmin, some new Kirby games are coming out to celebrate the 30th anniversary of 25th anniversary of Kirby. A trio of 3DS games are coming out. Three 3DS games are coming out for Kirby this year.
That alone is nuts. But, like, just getting back to what I was saying, like, you have all that shit, and yet, what does the Switch have? It has a port of a Zelda game from Wii U. It has a port of a Mario Kart game from Wii U. And like the original games are ARMS and 1-2 Switch. Like, what the fuck?
Don't forget Snipper Clips.
Right, and Snipper
Clips. I guess they did publish that as well, so I guess they deserve credit for that. I have not played it. I don't really have interest in it, but
I've heard that's pretty good. So
no, I did. I did hear it's good, but whatever. The reason on that system right now is Zelda, but anyways.
Yeah. That's frustrating. It's so weird that that there's still like, everything is still kind of focusing on the 3DS, and
I don't think ARMS looks very good. Like
no. Although Jeff, you may be happy to hear that like Splatoon 2 does have my interest because there's going to be like a horde mode type thing.
Oh, nice.
So,
Salmon Run, right? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, something like that. Where you're fighting like salmon monsters.
Also, supposedly a fleshed out single player too. At least that's what I heard.
Yeah, so like that's what I liked about Splatoon was the single player stuff.
It was actually pretty good. It was just really short. Like it was like it took you maybe 3-4 hours.
Yeah, they were just like puzzle levels basically. But yeah, that's pretty cool. But there's not a lot coming out, so yeah. Puyo Puyo Tetris is April 25th. If you have a Switch, you can get the demo for that now. And then I think Mario Kart's that day as well.
I'm going to get Mario Kart, which is ridiculous because I still have... I have everything that's going to be on there except for the new battle mode.
Right.
But I just really...
I think they said there might be new characters coming out with that version.
Well, there's no characters, but...
Yeah, there's a... Like, I think Squid Girl is in it, but there's no new tracks or anything, and that's really
which,
what you want.
That sucks. Yeah. But the game is... fantastic. I still play it to this day. I think it'll just be cool to have like the most up-to-date version of it on my new console, you know.
Yeah, and I mean you're mostly playing it on your TV, right?
The Switch?
Yeah.
So far I would say about 80% TV, yeah.
Yeah. Like just being able to like take Mario Kart on the go.
Oh, it'd be great.
For me, like and a good version of it. Like I mean 7 is okay, but It's been like a while since there's been like a fully fledged decent Mario Kart game on handheld. Like I would go all the way back to like the Mario Kart DS, which had like the RPG mode and stuff in it. Minecraft, the Nintendo Switch edition is out May 11th. Some people are like blowing up about that. Like I don't know.
I don't like Minecraft, but
fucking Minecraft. So.
Ooh, Minecraft, yay! I'm getting a Switch now so I can play Minecraft.
Does no one here like Minecraft?
My brothers love it. So if they could play it on a Switch that like wasn't a shitty tablet, like I think they'd be really excited.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't have anything against Minecraft. It's just like it's on everything at this point, right? So like,
yeah, not a system. Yeah, that's
like, for years at that point. Like, I mean, what are we coming up on? What the third year of the PS4 and Xbox One? Like, and it was out on the 360 and PS3 years before that. So,
but if you are into Minecraft,
I'm sure,
and you have a Switch, like the prospect of being able to take it with you, and you know what I mean, like,
and honestly, have like I guess there's Nintendo branded stuff in this version. So
there was in the Wii U version as well. It was like Mario, Nintendo specific skins. And stuff, so.
If you're into that, I guess that's cool, but.
But, like, honestly, for me, though, like, I would have got Yooka-Laylee on Switch just because I like the idea of being able to take that, like, wherever I go, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I just didn't want to wait for it because I guess this wasn't ready for launch.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, I would take more games on Switch, surprisingly, than my Xbox.
Right.
Well, I mean, especially, like, a game like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not something that's... super graphically intensive, like that you would play on a beefier console. Pete, do you have the sales numbers?
So these are coming from Kotaku. I guess they don't have any source. I guess it's a press release from Nintendo. that they sold over 900,000 units in the United States, I guess in the last month, because it's only been out since the beginning of March. So almost a million. And then Japan sold 500,000. So they've sold almost 1.5 million altogether, not counting Europe, I guess, because Kotaku just says we don't have up-to-date numbers on that. So could be closer to 2 million, maybe, but I don't think maybe Europe has hit 500,000 yet. They said for comparison during like the Black Friday November season when the Wii U came out, they had sold just under 900,000.
Okay.
And then they added that they sold 1.3 million copies of Zelda in the U.S., 925,000 on Switch, and almost 500,000 on the Wii U, which I guess, as we were mentioning before the show, is actually more than the number of consoles by a margin of 19,000.
That's weird.
All right, I have a theory for that.
Well, I imagine it's because it's easier to get the game than it is the console.
What's that?
I want to hear your theory, though, Jeff.
I think
my theory is you're hunting for a Switch, right? You go to the store. Maybe you go to the store. They don't have the Switch, but someone has a Pro Controller in stock. And you're like, all right, I'll buy the Pro Controller, like, soften the blow of when I buy this system. So, like, you're kind of getting yourself ready for when you actually find the system. So you get the Pro Controller. And, of course, one time you pick up the Zelda game because you know that's the game you're going to want to play with it. And then you finally get the system. So I think there's people out there who have bought the Zelda game. They're still trying to find the Switch. You know what I mean?
They, like, put it on the mantle and stare at it every night.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you... Cause,
I wish I had...
All right. Because, like, some of that shit can be, like, hard to come by. Like, the Pro Controller is hard to come by. So if you saw that in the store, you might buy that before you actually own the system. And I think the Zelda game is extremely easy to come by. So I think just people are just grabbing it when they are looking for Switches.
Exactly, yeah.
That's my...
Because, I mean, the system is still...
It's pretty hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah, sales are off to a record-breaking start, and shipments have not yet been able to keep up with such high demand. Well, yeah, because on purpose. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing that they did with the Wii and
everything.
Tried to do with the Wii U, but nobody wanted it, so.
Well,
whatever. I wanted it.
And okay.
I still love you, Wii U.
That's fine, Jeff. Let's see. So, besides the weird numbers there from Nintendo, where their games are outselling the systems.
That is the most Nintendo-ass thing, though.
Yeah. Uncharted The Lost Legacy is coming in August for $40.
Yeah. There's a new trailer that came out with that I have not watched yet.
I have not seen it myself either.
$40 is good. Like, even though they said the campaign is supposed to be anywhere between 6 and 8 hours, which is
that's
slightly shorter than your base Uncharted game, right? I mean, four might have been really long, but I think 1 through 3 were like 10-12.
Yeah, so like I would expect 6 to 8 for, you know, for something that's about a third shorter.
That seems fair. That might be a sweet spot for the length of those games, honestly. Like, I thought Uncharted 4 felt too long.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4 was much longer than the other Uncharted games, too.
Yeah, I think it's easily the longest.
Like, by a lot. Like, I think that was, what, about 15 to 17 hours?
I was going to say 14, 15, but yeah.
Yeah. It can be, like, that game's a bit long, so. Yeah, so more Uncharted.
Well, the last Uncharted. They were, unless somebody other than Naughty Dog makes it, but I think after this...
There's going to be more Uncharted. It is Sony's biggest franchise. There's going to be more Uncharted.
Right.
Like, there's no way around that.
Like, I think it'll take a break.
Yeah. Maybe a couple years.
Yeah, the usual break.
Like, they'll allow... Because next year we should get The Last of Us 2?
Right.
So, I mean, maybe in 2019 you'll hear about the next Uncharted. We'll see what they do with it. Whether they go in the direction of a certain someone's daughter.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that was going to be my question, is like the fourth one kind of wrapped up Nathan Drake. So
I think they should follow that. I think that would be like, if you're going to like bring it back, that's how you do it.
I think a lot of people would honestly be very disappointed because
make him a supporting character.
Even cool. Naughty Dog would be, because like, I think Naughty Dog might be ready to do something else.
But Naughty Dog could do something else. You could give that to a different studio.
You give it to Bend again.
Yeah, you could give it to Bend. You can give it to, like, I mean, they have a bunch of other studios, so you just hope that one of them doesn't fuck it up. But yeah, I feel we are going to see more Uncharted after this. This is just the end of Uncharted for Naughty Dog.
Now, if they are going to do more Uncharted and they do these more shorter form things where it's like 30, 40 bucks and it only six, 8 hours, that might be better than like the perception of like yet another mainline. It's like, oh, these are short stories, you know, that are might be easier for smaller teams to handle and you know, might sort of pad the lineup.
Sure. Yeah. We'll see. I really do feel that they're going to go the direction of kind of rebooting it under a new protagonist, and maybe have Nate as the old guy.
Right, if he becomes the new Sully.
Yeah, he becomes Sully.
That's how you do it. That's what they're going to do. Guaranteed.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is look what happened to Indiana Jones when he got old.
Yeah.
Unless they do a Last Crusade, in which case
that doesn't mean that they're not going to try, though.
God damn it!
Like, yeah, they're going to try and push that. Bayonetta is out on PC.
Oh yeah,
great!
If you want to play Bayonetta,
that's cool because I never played it because it was only the PlayStation 3 version was really bad and. I never had a 360, so I might actually jump on that at some point.
I've only played the second one, but that game is amazing.
The second one?
Yeah, the second one is amazing. I would imagine the first one's good as well.
Yes, from what I've heard.
Sure. If you like that kind of game, like Devil May Cry type
action, I don't like that type of game, though. That's how good Bayonetta is like, it convinced me, like, okay, I could see how this genre could be fun.
I just think that the modding community is going to go insane on this one.
Oh, sure. Immediately, there will be nude Bayonetta. Immediately. I don't know. I'm saying immediately. That game is out now, so...
Right. I mean, it came out yesterday, I think. So... Tuesday, I think.
I guess by the weekend there will be nude Bayonetta.
Right. What is the time to nude on Bayonetta?
Yeah. As mentioned a little bit earlier, Humble Bundle has a cool selection of strategy games.
Yeah.
Like if you pay $15, you get them all. Stuff like Galactic Civilizations 2 and 3, Space Hulk, Sins of a Solar Empire.
Sins of a Solar Empire is so good.
Yeah. So. There's a lot of cool stuff there. And Xbox is in the middle of its spring sale. So,
yeah.
There's some good stuff there, too.
Anything good there?
I'm staring at games that I already own that I haven't played yet that are now on sale.
Right. Yeah, that's the frustrating one, right? It depends on what you're looking for, Jeff. But there's a lot on sale, so.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is on sale.
Yeah.
Everything.
I am sitting there going, like, I kind of want to play Far Harbor.
And yeah, I know. I'm like, should I get the sale? Fallout 3?
Is Mass Effect on sale?
No.
I wish.
Okay. No, not yet. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's on sale. Nothing like that just came out necessarily, but a lot of the big games from like the fall. So if you were missing any of them. And then... Like I picked up the Lego Hobbit, which I haven't played yet, for $6.
What about like deep discounts on like the digital games, like the $20 games? Any of that?
There's a few.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean? Like give me an example of something.
I don't know. Fucking Pac-Man. Like whatever. Oh, like,
yeah,
you know,
it's on sale. Yeah.
Pac-Man is on sale.
There's some stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And I got Catherine for $3.
Catherine's really good.
I had never played Catherine. $3. But I mean, $3 seems like a good try, right? Like if I don't like it, it was $3. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Totally.
Yeah. So that's going on. And final piece of news here. Nintendo has discontinued the NES Classic.
That they never continued in the first place.
I mean,
bastards.
On occasion, I would see.
That's right. You have one.
I did have one. I did not personally buy it myself. A friend of mine bought two, and I was lucky enough to get his other one. But I would see occasionally on like news sites that like it was back in stock on Amazon, and instantly it was sold out again. But
yeah.
I would see that. So, yeah, this thing, which seemed really cool, is dead. seems a little weird. But, I mean, I guess they are trying to push the Switch, and I don't know. It seemed like a like free reign to just print $60, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't get it.
They're going to bring it back.
It was never in its lifetime.
Okay. My Internet Explorer is freaking out because my microphone's muted. People are conspiracizing that they're going to bring a back a more improved version.
What are the people doing, Pete?
They're conspiracizing.
I like that.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what? You know what would be a nice like improved version is a Super Nintendo Classic.
Right, and I have no doubt that they're going to do that in Christmas, like right around Black Friday. It'll have 60 games instead of 30, and there'll be SNES games. And
if they did that, I would chase that down way more than like. And I love NES; like that was my first system, basically, right? But a NES, that would be awesome.
Oh, I would get that too. Like, one, it's just a really cool-looking little device.
Yeah.
But I've been playing...
Cord longer next time.
Yeah, I bought an extension cord.
Yeah, I totally would have, too. If I would have got one of those, I would have definitely got extension cords. Dear God.
But I've been playing it. I'm almost done Final Fantasy on it, so... it's a cool little device. It's a shame that they did not see the value in it. Or they did see the value in it, and just whatever.
It's weird.
I don't know.
You know where it's not being discontinued is in Japan.
Really?
So they said that the official site for the Mini Famicom states that production is only temporarily ending.
Hmm. So I'm looking at a Polygon has an article up on four reasons why it might have been discontinued. And one of the ones on there is that there's a licensing issue with one of the games.
Ooh.
So maybe they have to pull it off right now until they can like re-release it.
I bet it's more virtual console is cheaper for them.
Oh, I bet. And they make more money. Like way higher profit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame, but I have one, so I could probably flip that. I don't need it.
I'll give you.
You don't need it. I mean,
I'll give you $5.
Oh,
so
I think he was trying to sell it for more than he paid for it.
Oh, never mind.
Let's see what
the eBay grade.
Wow. So new in the box are going for $420.
Wow.
I bet
you that'll go up too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, wow, this is crazy. Out of box, $250. That's nuts.
That's fucked up.
I could, yeah. It's like it almost seems stupid to hold on to it.
You can fund like your next like five games or whatever. I'm not good at math, but I think it's somewhere around there.
Or like. A third of the or third to half of the Scorpio, right? Or maybe the entire Switch.
Yeah.
If I could find one of them.
Do it.
Which I can't, so. Anyway, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. I don't know if there's any new game. It is next week the Disney collection?
Oh, wait. Oh, man, you just made my day. I think you're right.
Yeah, April 18th.
18th, yeah. So that'll be out. Jeff and I will have 6 new platformers to play. And by new, we mean decades old. But but I've never actually played DuckTales 2. So
I never played a lot of those.
So I'm looking forward to jumping into some of them.
It has Chip and Dale 2 also, right?
Yeah, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2. I didn't
even know there was a sequel to that. I love the first one.
The first one's great. That's such a fun game. I don't know if I've ever played the second one of that either.
Yeah.
Awesome. Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, both DuckTales games and the 2 Chip and Dale games. So
nice.
Fuck yes.
If that's $20, so that's a decent collection for a good price.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
All right. We'll be back next week to talk about that and maybe some other stuff. We'll see if anything goes down.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. But no Fozzie. So.
Fozzie doesn't go down.
There's usually no Fozzie anyways.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Where's Fozzie going to?
I don't know. He's going to be out of the country, though.
Cancun?
An island. Mexico.
Mexico sounds likely.
But you're not an island.
Maybe Canada. Maybe he's going to Canada. Canada's close to where he lives.
No matter where it is, I'm jealous.
Yeah, just because he's not here.
He's going to Iran.
Still jealous.
No.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
He's going to Syria.
I guess there are restrictions on that.
He's going to North Korea.
Right.
Although I don't know if I'd ever actually want to go there, but
Fozzie, enjoy Afghanistan.
Hopefully they don't drop another one of those giant bombs on you while you're there. So
yeah, seriously.
The Moab.
Yeah, seriously.
Moab.
I think it's massive. Anyway, we will be back dropping bombs all over the place next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.